We're seeing more and more women active in politics. It started with Hillary Clinton's first run for the presidency. There are hints she may run again. We have someone who is a woman who is hoping to become the next mayor of Albany. What are your thoughts on being a woman in politics?
This is the month of March, and currently we are celebrating National Women's History Month, and we are also celebrating the centennial since the 1913 Women's Suffrage March, where women marched for women's equality and the right to vote. And so with that being said, I am honored and privileged to have the opportunity to announce that I am running for Albany Common Council. I think it's great for women to take a more active role in every aspect of working to make this world a better place, whether that's in politics or doing work at the grassroots level. I think women should be actively involved. One of the organizations that I belong to is the Center for Women in Government and Civil Society, where I am a board member. I actually am a fellow, a 2012 fellow. I went through that program. The goal of that program is to create a pipeline for women to take on more active roles in public policy. And I would like to say that it is because of my involvement with the Center for Women in Government. It helped me to find my voice to run for public office and serves as a strong support for other women who may be interested in doing the same.
Dorsey, talk specifically to the people now in your ward, the ones you're going to represent or hope to represent.
What I would like to convey to residents in the first ward is my commitment to understanding and addressing the issues that they may face. Focusing on health and economic development, there are several initiatives that I would like to promote and implement. So, for example, conducting forums to educate residents about the Affordable Care Act, promoting the use of public parks such as Hoffman Park, which is right in our backyard, to promote physical activity and wellness, as well as promote and support our farmers markets and community gardens to put an emphasis on health and nutrition to help improve the quality of life for residents, but also from an economic development standpoint. We have the Delaware Avenue corridor, which is home to a lot of local businesses. And so I would like to partner with businesses to develop strategies to increase consumer purchasing and also attract more individuals to purchase homes in the first ward. So I would support legislation that provides tax incentives to first-time homeowners to increase home ownership in the first ward.
I noticed that when Dom Calcellaro announced that he was not going to run again and that he was supporting your candidacy, you had a nice website that was up there. And here you are on the radio, the original social media radio. But you have a website out there. You planning any other digital outreach to the people of the city and to your first ward?
So in addition to the website, we also have a active Facebook page where we have our media person, someone who is working to update the page to make sure that the content, the information is relevant. So those are the two mediums we will be using to get messages out there to the residents in the community.
And what's your campaign plan? Are you going to be going door to door? Are you going to be speaking at public gatherings? You're going to be holding forums? What's on your plate there?
The plate will be full, and all of the above. We plan to go door to door to introduce ourselves to residents in the first ward. But in addition to going door to door, making phone calls is something that is a part of what our campaign team will focus on. Also, forums. We plan to go to individuals' homes if they would have us to talk about what I would like to do on behalf of the residents of the first ward. We've had interest from individuals to conduct fundraisers. So there will be individuals conducting fundraisers on our behalf. And I will be there, of course, talking about some of the great work that I would like to do on behalf of residents in the first ward.
So you would agree political action starts right in your own neighborhood and perhaps right in your own home. What has interested you the most about Albany and led to your decision to seek political office?
Albany has invested in me. I moved here originally just to pursue my graduate degree. I completed my Master's of Public Health at the University at Albany School of Public Health, then actually landed my first professional job outside of school working with the Capital District African American Coalition on AIDS. And so fresh out of graduate school, I landed my first professional job. And then I actually purchased my first home here in Albany 6 years ago. I met my husband here in Albany. And so Albany has been wonderful to me. I have received a lot of firsts here in Albany, and I feel that because of what Albany has invested in me, it's my obligation to invest into the city of Albany and give back to residents here in Albany.